Welcome into another edition of Savvy Citizen. I'm your co-host, Adam Gobb. We're doing a special run of episodes this week for Black History Month. We've got three different guests that are joining us, starting off today with Reverend Thomas Gillespie, who's the mayor pro tem in Lowell. He is one of three trailblazing African Americans that we're going to have on the podcast this week, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about some of the barriers that he shattered here in Gaston County.
You've had a very interesting life here. You were born and raised in Lowell, right?
Yes, I was born and raised actually in the house that I live in, 1952.
Wow.
I actually grew up in Gaston County during the Civil Rights era. We've had some peaceful marches in Gaston County. We actually took a bus in the 60s to Washington, D.C. to be a part of a movement. I can't remember whether it was a Poor People's March or whether it was just Civil Rights March, but we took a bus from Gaston County to Washington, D.C. just to let the people know that we were interested in human freedom and civil rights.
How much of your upbringing here in Gaston County and seeing kind of the landscape shift around you in terms of going from segregation to, not that the laws that were put into effect at the federal level immediately meant everything changed, because I'm sure that wasn't the case, but what was that like for you kind of growing up in such a high change of time?
Well, being born in 1952, that was actually before the Civil Rights Bill was passed in 1963. I have experienced segregation. I've experienced colored folk water, white folks water, but it was something that was a norm. We didn't like it, but it was part of the landscape. After the 1963 Civil Rights Bill passed, things began to change, and I think it brought more of a consciousness of that we as a people are all equal. And so to the question about how's the landscape changed, it has changed somewhat, but there's a long way to go. There's a lot more to be done on the landscape in Gaston County.
There's always more work to be done.
Yes.
And I guess talk a little bit about some of the work that you've been doing in your role as a pastor and in your role as just kind of a community leader and things that you still see as things that need to change.
Well, first in my role as a pastor, I was called to preach in 1976. And God has given all of us, and especially me, I can talk about myself, a mandate, a mission, and a message. And our message is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So therefore, we have a mandate to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, and to give shelter to those who do not have shelter. So my mandate is, as a minister and as a pastor of the gospel, is still the same. I also like to let you know, and those who are listening, that I am blessed to be moderator of the Gaston County Missionary Baptist Association, which we have 30 churches in our association, and we represent in this county over 7,000 Black Baptist people.
Wow. That's tremendous. I mean, and I would assume that that's something that's been growing over the years and over the decades.
Absolutely. Our association is well over 100 years old, and I am just blessed to be in my second term as moderator. And we have a lot to do with, as I said, with feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and doing some things as an association. But I think we will get there, Adam. I think that, you know, if we just keep plugging away, God will give us the grace and the power to do what we need to do.
If we can, talk a little bit about what drove you to get involved in politics. I read somewhere that your father had actually run for Lowell City Council before you decided to do that.
You know, you hit it on the head, Adam. You're a great reader. My dad ran for city council. He didn't win, but that inspired me. I would say if I had a hero, it would be my father, the late Reverend Samuel Thomas Gillespie, to step out into an arena where no Black people had ever stepped out before in Lowell. Lowell, might I say, was built in 1879, established in 1879. I became a city councilman in the era of 1979, so that's 100 years later.
Wow.
But because of that, because of my father showing me that you can stand up and you can love everybody, white or Black, and yet still stand up as a Black man to run for something, that is what inspired me, Adam. And I put my foot in the arena just like he did, and thank God there were a lot of good people, Black and white, that elected me.
we saw some of the other barriers broken in Gaston County in the 70s, where you had the first black mayor in Gastonia that was elected at that time. Was there a certain sense of pride or maybe even a sense of responsibility for the black community that you felt like, I've got to do well at this. I've got to make this work and show that we belong here.
You're right, Adam. Yes, to the first part of your statement, I thank God for Mr. T. Jeffers. I think his name is T-Bod Jeffers. Mm-hmm. He was an educator here and the first black mayor of Gaston County, and he, too, was an inspiration to me. I've talked to him on many times before he died. He was a great man. And the second part of your statement is there a responsibility? 100% yes, because I tell you, being an Afro-American, you really have to, as Martin Luther King say, be the best at what you do. And I think because I strive to have integrity, I'm not perfect, but strive to have integrity, strive to love everybody equally, I think this is what makes me, I would say humbly, a successful city councilman. And I do have a sense of humility with this office. I'm mayor pro tem, and you know that means that you get more votes than anybody who's running. Yep. So evidently the good white people and the good black people have put their trust in me, and I hope never to let them down. But I'm not perfect, but I hope to never let them down.
What are some of the things that have changed in Gaston County that, you know, from when you were first elected to now in 2021, you know, what do you see as some of the things that have changed for the better, and what are some of the things that you still think as a society that still need to change?
That is an excellent question. Some of the things that have changed is that, again, that we do have a black mayor in Gaston County, Mayor Walker Reed. We have a lady in Bessemer City. Her name is Kay McCatherin. She has been serving since 1995 straight through, never lost an election, wow. 25 years, and still sitting in the seat of Bessemer City. So there are a lot of good things that are happening, but there are a lot of things that need to be changed. For example, we have had only one black county commissioner, and I think you'll be speaking with her soon,
yep.
Pearl Burrs Floyd, and she was the only black county commissioner, and we haven't had one since. So I think that we need more Afro-American people to be represented on the county level. One of my dreams was back in 1976, and it hadn't come true. I said I wanted to be the first black state representative, you know, back in the era when Graham Bell was running and mm-hmm. Carl Stewart and all those guys. I admired them, but that dream of mine hadn't yet been fulfilled, but who knows what the future will hold. So things have been good for us. At the same time, they've been not so good. We have no county commissioners. We have no black state representative. We have no federal level people here in Gaston County that are of color. So we've got a long way to go.
We're clearly not there yet where, you know, there's a fair representation of that community in elected seats. Do you see that as, you know, there's a need for building up more leaders in the black community to run, or where do you see some of the hangups there?
I think the leaders are there, but they just haven't come forward to step into the political arena. I think we have a lot of well-qualified people, young and old, but I think that there's a sense of, I won't say fear, but intrepidation to step into the arena to run for these offices. But I think if we can mobilize our voting privileges, as me as moderator with 7,000 blacks in Gaston County and 30 churches, if we can mobilize, I think that we can, along with good white people, elect black people to county, state, or federal offices.
The election this year of Mark Robinson was won with, you know, a lieutenant governor. First time we've got an African-American as a lieutenant governor in North Carolina. So it does seem like, you know, while it's slow progress, like there still are, you know, wins happening in that regard.
Absolutely. I am so proud for Mr. Robinson. Although I'm a Democrat, I still thank God for him.
Yeah.
Give him props and shout-outs. Mark Robinson I think he'll make an excellent lieutenant governor.
When we talk about Black History Month, I mean, it seems like sometimes there's pushback on the idea of, you know, like, oh, why does there have to be a Black History Month? You know, why isn't there a White History Month? Well, it, to me, looking at it as a white person, there's a sense of everything else is kind of white history. I mean, everything else in the United States history, I mean, it's been predominantly, you know, the majority white population that have been leaders throughout the country. And so having time set aside to take a look at different segments of our population and some of the amazing accomplishments, how do you see it as a Black leader in our community? I mean, do you think that this is sometimes too much of a token thing? Is it a good thing?
That's an excellent question, Adam. And someone picked the shortest day of the month.
Right.
They picked the shortest day of the month. But to me, I remember Morgan Freeman, a great actor. He did not believe that we should just celebrate the month of February, but because I agree. I'm glad they set aside February because half a loaf is better than no loaf. Mm. But I think that there have been so many contributions from Afro-Americans in this country, in America, that every month could be celebrated without really setting aside a month and just honor people who have done great things.
It feels like it would be really good to get to that point.
I pray that we will. I think of Dr. Martin Luther King, and he says if you're studying to be a Black barber or white barber and you're not just a barber, then you're dealing the wrong profession. You need to be able to just be a barber. So I'm saying that I pray the day will come when we don't have to look at the color of our skin for Black history, but just look at the content of that person's character. And if they happen to be Black, they just happen to be Black. I think we need to continue to have dialogues like this, and not just in Black History Month, but just throughout the year, so where we can get an understanding of how people feel and what they think.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, sir. Reverend Thomas Gillespie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.